It's wonderful, wonderful to be here with you this afternoon, or this morning.
It's still morning.
For this very, very exciting announcement. So thank you for joining us. The first thing I want to do is to thank the First Lady. She is such a champion for service and for social innovation, as many of you know, and it comes from her deep experience as a social innovator and her knowledge that strong organizations with the right resources can really deliver impactful experiences. So I want to first of all just thank her, and I know that you all would like to thank her as well. And I also want to thank Patrick Corvington for his dynamic leadership at the Corporation for National and Community Service and for all of their hard work running the Social Innovation Fund. Patrick and Social Innovation Fund Director Paul Carter and the Social Innovation Fund team that I know is here this morning bring a wealth of firsthand experience to this endeavor and a real commitment to solving our nation's most intractable problems. So thank you, Patrick, and thank you to your team. And before just a couple of words, I also want to thank Steve Goldsmith. And Steve has been such a leader in the world of social innovation, and he's also served at the corporation for a long period of time and well, serving as the board's chair. He's offered his sage guidance to Patrick and to others at the corporation and really helped initiate a period of strong and dynamic growth. Steve is going to be leaving the corporation's board in the next few weeks, so I want to take this time to thank him publicly for all that he's done for service, for innovation, and for the corporation, and to the United States government. So thank you so much, Steve. So when the president came into office, he had a clear vision for how we're going to change business and the way that business is done in Washington, D.C. He charged us with finding the best way to become good stewards of the taxpayer dollar while implementing innovative solutions that maximize the impact that we see in our communities. To answer that charge, the Office of Social Innovation and Civic Participation in the Domestic Policy Council is focused on creating tools like innovation funds and public challenge competitions that will invest in solutions that demonstrate results. Our office works to develop new types of partnerships that encourage civic participation so we can bring people together with the most powerful ideas and the most innovative ideas, people like those of you here today, from inside and outside government to solve our nation's toughest problems. We believe creative solutions, creative models like the Social Innovation Fund, are a critical component of this new approach. In addition to great organizations that the Social Innovation Fund will support, it is a leading force to show departments and agencies across the government what it means to do business differently. Already there are outstanding examples at other agencies that are stepping forward to drive these new models of innovation all across our government. At the Department of Education, the Investing in Innovation Fund will support ideas that can transform our education system and encourage local efforts for research-based innovation programs that help close the achievement gap and improve outcomes for students. The Educate to Innovate campaign for excellence in STEM education, and they always say, don't forget, science, technology, engineering, and math, will combine public and private investments to help prepare over 10,000 new math and science teachers and train over 100,000 existing teachers. And the Apps for Healthy Kids Challenge at the Department of Agriculture challenges software developers, game designers, students, and other innovators to develop fun and engaging software tools and games that drive children to eat better and to be more physically active. With the Social Innovation Fund and many other innovative models across the federal agencies, we can better support creative, results-oriented models and take them to scale in communities around the country. Of course, the government cannot do this alone, nor should it. That's why we're so thankful, so very thankful for the continued support of the private and nonprofit sectors that you represent today, those sectors that are going to work with us to tackle the nation's toughest challenges. So now it's my pleasure to introduce Patrick Corvington, as I said, the CEO for the Corporation for National and Community Service. I can tell you from the experience of the last few months that Patrick is a really, really wonderful partner. He is a great leader, and he is so dedicated to innovation and to service. Patrick, please come forward.
Thank you, Melody. Good afternoon, everybody. How's everybody doing? Good. Those were kind words. Thank you so much. Working with Melody is just one of the true pleasures I get. She brings a power of intellect that dwarfs mine, I know. So. And thank you to all of you here today. You know, the folks in this room understand that the success that we're going to be able to create here is going to be built in part on forming enduring partnerships with nonprofits, community stakeholders, foundations, and philanthropists like yourself here today. So I'm grateful for your support and look forward to a productive working partnership in the coming years. Of course, we owe a great gratitude to the President and to the First Lady for making community solutions and service a meaningful part of their agenda. One of the defining characteristics of this country is innovation. This relentless pursuit for better ways to solve problems, to improve lives from one another. Every day across this country, promising nonprofit organizations are directing heroic efforts to implement innovative, effective solutions to our nation's most daunting social problems. Tackling a wide variety of issues that many of you know, failing schools, poverty. But these nonprofits are leaders in what I like to call the solutions business. And being in the solutions business is what we are all about. And their good work is hampered only by a lack of resources and an insufficient capacity to measure their effectiveness. To improve on their programs, and then to scale them, serving more people in more communities. So the challenge we face today, the challenge we're going to solve today, is how do we find what works, how do we replicate it, and how do we take it to scale? But in order to do that, we need to encourage new ways of thinking and new ways of doing. And the Social Innovation Fund is a catalyst for that change. Through the fund, government will become a partner in solving big social problems, whether focused in areas of economic opportunity, healthy futures, or youth development. The SIF will drive resources to the best solutions and reward results. It will promote investment in innovative approaches that work at a local level, and then it will elevate those solutions nationally. As many of you know, last spring in New York, the First Lady was the first to announce the Social Innovation Fund. From her days at Public Allies to today here in the White House, Mrs. Obama has had an extraordinary personal commitment to national service and innovation. She is truly an inspiration to us all, a model for how to live, but more than that, a model for how to serve. So ladies and gentlemen, it is truly my great honor to introduce to you the First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thanks so much. Please be seated. Patrick, that was a very kind introduction, but, you know, I think it's the way to live. I mean, we're doing okay. I don't know. But it was very kind of you. I want to welcome you all to the White House. I want to thank Patrick and everyone at the corporation for working so hard to make today possible. This is very exciting. We're incredibly grateful to the team of people who helped put this day together. I also have to recognize my friend and partner in a lot of things that I wind up coming out of the East Wing, wind up in Melody's shop, but Melody Barnes, who's, as you know, the Director of Domestic Policy Council, she has just provided the kind of leadership, the sensible thinking, the organization, and we've been working that office so hard over the last year, and they've delivered on every single thing we've asked them to do. So let's please give a round of applause to Melody. And finally, I want to thank Michelle Jolin. We had our share of tears in the back, but it's okay. But she has just been a terrific advocate for social innovation here at the White House. Michelle, please stand, because so it's clear from your reaction that you know who does the real work. You know, which Michelle is actually getting things done. But we are grateful to you for your hard work and your focus on this effort. We wouldn't be here at this day without you. Over the last year, my husband and I have spoken to groups very much like the one gathered here, leaders and innovators, philanthropic communities, community groups. We've talked about the need to come together to find new solutions to some of our nation's oldest and largest problems. We've talked about how the challenges we face today are bigger and more complex than ever. And we've talked about how solving them is going to require all of us to contribute our ideas and to pool our resources and to work together like never before. And we've talked about how finding new solutions will depend on people like all of you. We know that. People who are dedicated to making a difference in the lives of others, who know how this stuff works. People who believe in using their hard-earned money to invest in ideas that will help make this world a better place. And people who feel that no problem is too big or too complex to be solved the way Americans have always solved problems. One investment, one project, one pioneering community at a time. And folks like all of you know that addressing the greatest challenges of our time cannot and should not depend solely on what happens in Washington. Thank God it doesn't. But government does have a role to play, whether that means shoring up our economy so that there's some stability out in our communities, rebuilding our schools, which only the government can do, reforming our healthcare system, supporting military families, or making investments in clean energy. But if we're gonna go beyond the status quo, which we all know we have to do, if we're going to transform lives and lift up communities, then we're gonna need good ideas and successful programs in every single corner of this country. That's why last year we started the Social Innovation Fund. As you know, it's an initiative at the Corporation and National Community Service that will identify innovative community solutions that work and then help them grow to meet the needs of more Americans. Pretty common sense, the stuff you all do and invest in all the time. We know that some of the best solutions in our nation's problems already exist, and that's the beauty of this country. There's innovation happening every day, often right in our own backyards. And we know that with the right support, with the right kind of investment, they can go from just changing a handful of lives to making difference on a much larger scale. Some examples, the Bell Program up in Boston, Massachusetts, and CEO Tiffany Cooper Guy, who's here today, is championing that program. 18 years ago, a group of Black and Latino students from Harvard Law School, yay for Harvard Law School, they were troubled to discover that many of the students of color in local schools couldn't read, write, or do math at their grade level. So they started a tutoring program to help bring these kids up to speed. Every member of that first class of Bell Scholars went on to college. And that's compared to just 30% of their peers. And since then, the program has expanded to include affordable after-school and summer programs in 5 cities designed to build skills and to boost confidence. Wonderful example. The JUICE Project in St. Louis is an example of an early stage innovation founded by 2 young community leaders who are here with us today. JUICE has taken a corner store in a low-income neighborhood in South St. Louis and remade it into a one-stop shop for healthy living known as the Juice Box. Now you know this is right up my alley, right? Instead of aisles, the Juice Box has shelves along the walls stocked with healthy, affordable snacks. And then in the center of the store, I understand there's free art, education, and exercise activities that become a permanent fixture in the community. As one customer said, and this is a quote, "Health is the basis of all things, and once the community is in good health, it has a domino effect." And then there's the Family Independence Initiative in San Francisco, which began 3 years ago when Maurice Lim Miller decided to test his theory that friendships and social networks, not caseworkers, are the key to helping families overcome poverty. So he created a program where families could set goals like raising their income or helping their children graduate from high school. They had monthly meetings with neighbors and friends in the program. They were encouraged to do things like sign up for job training classes or encourage their kids to get help after school. And when they started to see results, they earned a reward. Among the first families enrolled in the program, household income rose an average of 20% in just 15 months. And by December of the following year, 70% of kids had improved their grades. Just amazing numbers. And that success inspired the original families to recruit almost 200 more. So these programs and so many others like them that you all know and have been supporting for years were developed not here in Washington. Washington had nothing to do with it. But they were developed out in communities by folks who truly understand the challenges at hand and the people that they're trying to help. And these programs are working. You know, that's the beauty of it. They're showing real, measurable results, and we all know foundations love measurable results. So the question is, how do we take programs like Bell or JUICE or the Family Independence Initiative and replicate them all across the country so that we can touch even more lives and change even more communities? That's really our challenge. So that's why the Social Innovation Fund will provide $50 million in government money to drive the growth and expansion of promising local programs. And right now, the Corporation for National and Community Service has a team of experts reviewing applications that include collaborations with approximately 260 groups in 25 states, including the District of Columbia. And in July, the corporation will be announcing the first round of grant recipients, those that we believe will be able to make the biggest difference and provide the greatest return on every taxpayer dollar. But just as the best ideas don't come from Washington alone, we believe that Washington shouldn't be alone in funding them either. We will see better results if we work together with national, regional, and community partners. So that's why every dollar of federal government investments in the Social Innovation Fund grants must be matched 3-to-1 by philanthropic organizations and the private sector. And that brings us to why we all are gathered here today. Today, some of our nation's leading philanthropists have done just what we hope they would do. You've answered the president's call and have pledged to invest nearly $50 million to match the Social Innovation Fund grants or invest in other innovative community solutions over the next 2 years. And this is very exciting and very necessary to move this forward. And I want to thank just a few folks who were here. Ann and John Doerr. I know Ann is here and her family. You're here. the Broad Foundation, the Open Society Foundations, the Skoll Foundation, the Omidyar Network, all these organizations for their commitment to supporting social innovation, and for recognizing that by working together we can make the greatest difference with every dollar we invest. In addition, more than 20 national and regional private foundations have come together to create what we're calling Scaling What Works initiative to provide parallel investments and help make sure that the fund is going to be able to carry out its mission for years to come. So this is exciting stuff. It hasn't happened before. But we also know how important it is for community leaders to be involved in these efforts as well. So you've got government, you've got funders, and you got to have community leaders as well. That's why we're also excited to announce that thanks to the leadership of the Council on Foundations, over 130 foundation leaders from across the country have signed a letter supporting the fund and our investment in community solutions. And many of them are here today. Many of them are friends, people I begged for money for a long time ago. So together, this collaboration will be providing a strong start for the Social Innovation Fund. And it's a truly wonderful thing. And we'll help create a pipeline for even more community innovations. This is a great beginning. This is just where we need to be. And it is our hope that this commitment will inspire others to follow suit and be a part of this in the long term. So we want to grow this thing. So talk to your friends. We need to get this done. And I know this isn't going to be easy. We all know this stuff is hard. If it was, it would have been done already. Anyone in this room who has ever tried to grow a business or get an idea off the ground knows that there will always be bumps, bruises along the way, lots of failures before you see successes. When I was working with Vanessa Kirsch to help build Public Allies in Chicago, we had our share of challenges every day, with recruiting good staff, to finding good community partners to work with, to making sure we had great participants, to finding the kind of community support when no one knows who you are, which is always the funny thing. Michelle Obama who? Public Allies what? And of course, the greatest challenge is always fundraising. I love you all, but fundraising, oh, still gives me the chills. So we all know how hard the work is. But even though addressing these challenges isn't easy, it's also critical that we try, especially now. That's part of the reason why we're spending so much time and effort identifying innovative programs that have already produced some results and that we think have the best chance of making it to the next level. Because at this time, when everyone's budget is stretched to the limit, everyone, we need to make sure that we're investing our limited resources in ideas that are most likely to provide a good return. And if we succeed here, if we're able to scale up good ideas from all across the country with a little government nudge and a lot of private investment, then together we'll have created a powerful new model for making change in our communities. And that's pretty exciting. You know, we're thinking about making sure this lasts beyond the Obama administration, that this becomes a way we think about innovation in this country. You all know this. You see this work every day. You all have been investing your careers and your livelihoods, your lifetimes, in making these kind of models and structures work. So we are grateful to you. Everyone thanks me for my work, but truly, I have been inspired by so many of you, and so has the president. The work that we've done in communities, the work we've done with foundations, to know that this model does work. But this partnership between the government, the private sector, nonprofits, community leaders has got to be solid. So we just want to thank you. Thank you for committing to this work for so many years. Thank you for being here today to support this fund. We know that this will set a different tone for how business works, not just in Washington, but all around the country. So again, it's just been a pleasure to see so many of my friends, people I've worked with before, and we are all excited to see where this goes in the years to come. So thank you so much. Congratulations for the work that you've done and the work that we're going to do in the years ahead.